Happy Easter, everybody. Welcome to Freedom Church Online Church. And we are so happy that you have tuned in. And this morning, we're going to be celebrating communion together. So if you don't have your stuff together, your bread and your juice, then run to the kitchen now, because I'm going to talk for a little bit. Give you a second there. Okay, you better do it quick. And during the service, if you need prayer or anything, you can go to freedomchurch.live/live, and there our host pastor, Pastor Perry Dismore, will be there, and you can type in your prayer requests and talk with him, chat with him during this time. So make sure you do that if you need some any kind of prayer or anything like that. I want to share with you a scripture that I just opened up my Bible this morning, and it just popped out at me, and it's in Colossians chapter 1, and it's talking about Christ, and this is like the result of Easter. We're talking about the resurrection today, and it's talking about how Christ is supreme. Verse 15, Christ is the visible image of the invisible God. He existed before anything was created and is supreme over all creation. For through him, God created everything in the heavenly realms and on earth. He made the things we can see and the things we can't see, such as thrones, kingdoms, rulers, and authorities in the unseen world. Everything was created through him and for him. He existed before anything else, and he holds all creation together. Christ is also the head of the church, which is his body. He is the beginning, supreme over all who rise from the dead. So he is first in everything. For God in all his fullness was pleased to live in Christ, and through him God reconciled everything to himself. He made peace with everything in heaven and on earth by means of Christ's blood on the cross. This includes you, who were once far away from God. You were his enemies, separated from him by your evil thoughts and actions. Yet now he has reconciled you to himself through the death of Christ in his physical body. As a result, he has brought you into his own presence, and you are holy and blameless as you stand before him without a single fault. Let's worship God today.
They made for sinners, for every curse his blood atoned. One final breath and it was finished, but not the end we could have known. For the earth began to shake, and the veil was torn. What sacrifice was made as the heavens roared? All hail King Jesus, all hail the Lord. All hail the Savior of the world. Savior of the world. There was a moment when the sky lit up. A flash of light was breaking through. When all was lost, he crossed eternity. The King of life was on the move. For in a dark, cold tomb, where our Lord was laid, one miraculous breath, and we're forever changed.
For your love and your light that shines on us this Easter. You are glorious, Lord. More glorious than anything we could know or see, Lord. You outshine it all. We crown you King, Jesus, and we worship you. us sing for joy. Come, let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Come, let us sing. Come with a thankful heart into his presence now, to make a joyful noise to him. Come, let us sing. In his hands he holds creation, highest mountains, deepest seas, and on his hands he bears the scars of his great love for you and me. Oh, for everything you are, for everything you've done, we sing for you, we sing for you. For every breath of life you're breathing into us, we sing for you, we sing for you. The glory of your grace, the wonders of your love, a million songs of praise will never be enough. Forever and forever we sing for you. So we come now to give you praise with how we love and how we obey. We want our lives to be a song. We sing for you. As we sing with the saints and angels gathered now before your throne, as we sing, holy, 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 you are God and God alone. Oh, for everything you are, for everything you've done, we sing for you, we sing for you. With every breath of life you're breathing into us, we sing for you, we sing for you. The glory of your grace, the wonders of your love, a million songs of praise will never be enough. Forever and forever we sing for you. Returning King, sovereign over everything, heaven and creation ring with your song. Reigning and returning King, sovereign over everything, heaven and creation ring with your song. Reigning and returning King, sovereign over everything, heaven and creation ring with your song. For everything you are, for everything you've done, we sing for you, we sing for you. With every breath of life you're breathing into us, we sing for you, we sing for you. For everything you are, for everything you've done, we sing for you, we sing for you. With every breath of life you're breathing into us, we sing for you, we sing for you. The glory of your grace, the wonders of your love, a million songs of praise will never be enough. Forever and forever we sing for you, we sing for you, we sing for you. Go on and lift your voice. Oh, we sing for you.
for you. We sing for you. We sing for you.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. We sing for you this morning, God. Thank you for your breath of life. Even now, breathing into us, Lord, we worship you. How great the chasm that lay between us, how high the mountain we could not climb. In desperation, we turned to heaven and spoke your name into the night. Then through the darkness, your loving kindness tore through the shadows of my soul. The work is finished, the end is written. Jesus Christ, my living hope. What a beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a beautiful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus. 'Cause who could imagine so great a mercy? What heart could fathom such boundless grace? The God of heaven stepped down from glory to wear my sin and bear my shame. The cross has spoken, I am forgiven. The King of Kings calls me his own. Beautiful Savior, I'm yours forever. Jesus Christ, my living hope. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the one who set me free. Hallelujah. Death has lost its grip on me. You have broken every chain. There's salvation in your name. Jesus Christ, my living hope. My living hope. Then came the morning that sealed the promise. Your buried body began to breathe. Out of the silence, the roaring lion declared, the grave has no claim on me. Then came the morning that sealed the promise. Your buried body began to breathe. Out of the silence, the roaring lion declared, the grave has no claim on me. Jesus, yours is the victory. Oh, the ground began to shake. The stone was rolled away. His perfect love could not be overcome. Now, death, where is your sting? Our resurrected King has rendered you defeated. Forever he is glorified. Forever he is lifted high. Forever he is risen. He is alive. He is alive. Hallelujah, praise the one who set me free. Hallelujah, death has lost its grip on me. You have broken every chain. There's salvation in your name, Jesus Christ, my living hope. Oh God, you are my living hope. Oh, death, where is your sting? Our resurrected King has overcome. He's overcome. We sing our heavenly song today. Oh, death. Oh, death, where is your sting? Our resurrected King has overcome. He's overcome.
Father, we thank you for this day and what it means to us, Lord. God, you are alive. And Father, we thank you so much, Lord, for what you said was true, that on the third day, you rose again. You rose again, God, and we give you praise and honor and glory, God, because you are worthy of it all. What you said has come to pass. And Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that you would speak to us this morning, that you would create something new and fresh, Lord, in our life, God, because we do have a hope, and that hope is found in you. Lord, we thank you so much for the cross. We thank you for the empty tomb. And Father, we thank you that you are alive in our hearts today and around the world. God, we honor you in this place. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Well, hey, Freedom Church, how y'all doing? I hope you all are doing amazing. It is Resurrection Sunday. It is the greatest day on our church calendar. And so we would just invite you to join us. I hope that you're joining us. But we want to continue to keep our church strong, amen? And we can do that by not only just tuning in and worshiping God, but we can do that through our giving. We can do that through our giving. There are four ways that you can give to Freedom Church. The first way is this. You can simply mail a check to Freedom Church at 2801 Thomasville Road. You can download the Church Center app and connect to Freedom Church and give through that app. You can go to our website at www.freedomchurch.life and give through our website, or simply you can give any amount and text it to 84321. Again, you can text any amount and give it to 84321. We love you guys so much, but I'll tell you right now, God is at work in this place. Amen. God is at work in your home. He's at work around the world. I'm happy to report that we just have heard great reports coming out of our leaders that have been sick. Earlier today, I heard a report about Thomas Carpenter. He's starting to breathe on his own and started to breathe and off the sedation for 4 hours. God is at work. Amen. God is at work, but he needs your prayers today. Greg Mundus needs your prayers today. And there are many thousands around the world that need our prayers. So would you join me? Because today, as I said earlier, is Resurrection Sunday. And that means healing. That means healing for those that are sick and afflicted because of what he has done on the cross for us. By his stripes, we are healed. So would you join me in prayer right now? Father, I pray right now for those that are afflicted right now, those that are in need of a touch from you. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that you would move by the power of your spirit and that healing would take place, Lord, not only in Thomas Carpenter and Greg Mundus, God, but those around the world that need a touch from you. God, we believe that you are able to do this, God. You are the great physician, and we cry out to our great physician right now. So, Lord, have your way. Heal those that are in need, and we will give you all the honor and the glory and the praise because you deserve it. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. God bless you.
Thank you, Pastor Marco. What a great day to be in the house of the Lord. It is Easter Sunday. It is an Easter I didn't plan for. I didn't expect the Easter to be like this, and I thought I'd dress up a little special for you today. I can't leave that on, but anyhow, happy Easter. I hope today is a special day for you as we get to centralize on the thing that is the most important, and that is our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and what he has done for us. Our family, the family of God. He raised his people up. Today I want to talk to you about a daughter raised, a people raised. It's a beautiful story. As we're traversing through the Gospel of Mark, I want you to hear this story. I want you to comprehend it and see the big picture in all that God is doing for each of us. In Mark chapter 5, verse 21, it begins, "And when Jesus had again crossed over by boat to the other side of the lake, a large crowd gathered around him while he was by the lake. One of the synagogue leaders named Jairus came, and when he saw Jesus, he fell at his feet. He pleaded earnestly with him, 'My daughter is dying. Please come and put your hands on her so that she will be healed and live.' So Jesus went with him. A large crowd followed and pressed around him." Think about it. Here he is crossing over the river again, the lake again. It seems like Jesus spends a lot of time crossing. And he's doing it for one purpose, to spread the gospel, to spread his message, to introduce the Father to his people. Here he is. Jairus comes to him. He's a very prominent man. He's a ruler in the synagogue. And he comes to Jesus and he falls at his feet. Last week we had a man filled with demons fall at his feet. And today it's a ruler falling at the feet of Jesus. That's what he does. And he pleads, my daughter is dying. I can't imagine that. Must have been a nightmare in relationship to who he was and what was going on in his life. Here he is. This is a few things he knew. He knew his daughter was dying. He knew that he could not help his daughter, but he went to Jesus who could help. There's a good lesson in that for us. I don't know about you, but there's a lot of times I try to help things I don't have the power to help with. Jesus does. And Jairus went to the man who had the power. Now, I don't know about you, but I got a feeling that's what fathers do. They go to help, get help where they can get help from. It's the beautiful depiction of a father's love for a daughter that's in crisis. He goes and runs to Jesus. Man, listen to me. Here's the truth. Our Heavenly Father has made a way for us. We can come to Jesus. We can't deal with our sin. He can. There are a lot of things that we can't manage. He can help us. He can heal us. He can transform us. Jairus pleads with Jesus. He is desperate for Jesus. And there's this declaration of faith. If you'll just touch my daughter, she'll be healed. We don't know if Jairus has heard of Jesus before. We don't know how he came to this conclusion. But the fact of the matter, faith has risen up in his heart that he knows that if his daughter can just receive the touch from Jesus, she'll be healed. Isn't that beautiful? I know this. There have been times in my life when I needed a touch from God. And Jesus showed up and touched me. Healed me. Healed some things in my heart, my life, my family. Just a beautiful thing that if we go to the source of healing, he'll heal. And Jesus decides to go to his house. He decides to go to his house, and he's on his way, and then he gets interrupted. And we'll get to that in a minute, but let's continue the story with Jairus and his daughter. In verse 35, it says this: while Jesus was speaking, some people came from the house of Jairus, the synagogue leader, and said, "Your daughter is dead." Can you imagine the talking about the door slamming on your face? Talking about expectations dynamited, blown all to pieces. Overhearing what they said, Jesus told him, "Don't be afraid. Just believe." Just believe. He did not let anyone follow him except Peter, James, and John, and the brother of James. And when they came to the home of the synagogue leader, Jesus saw the commotion, the people crying loudly. And he went inside. "Why all this commotion and wailing? The child is not dead, but asleep." You see, back in that day, they had professional mourners. They would hire people to come and mourn and cry and weep. And especially in this situation with a young girl died. And Jesus comes in and he sends them out. And then he makes this declaration: "She's not dead, she's asleep." It's amazing. And this is what the response to the people was. But they, verse 40, but they laughed at him. And after he put them out, he looked the child's father and mother and the disciples who were with him, and they went where the child was. He took her by the hand and said unto her, "Tabitha Korum," which means, "Little girl, I say unto you, get up." Immediately the girl stood up and began to walk around. She was 12 years old. At this they were completely astonished, and he gave strict orders not to tell anyone about this and told them to give her something to eat. Wow. Is that not amazing? While Jesus is tending to someone else, the news comes that the daughter is dead. She's died. And Jesus, you can imagine what's going on in the father's heart. Why did you stop? Why did you tend to? You could have been there, Jesus, but you hesitated. I don't know about you, but there have been a few times in my life when God hesitated. I didn't care for that much. But there were some supernatural things God was doing. I can see that past event, and this event was the same. The messengers have this word: don't bother the teacher anymore. Don't bother him. Don't waste your time. She's dead. There's something final about death, or so we think. But there's something powerful about Jesus. And he does things that are amazing. God is supernaturally working in this situation. Jesus speaks. Don't be afraid. Just believe. Don't be afraid. Just believe. He only takes Peter, James, and John with him. And it's interesting that he only takes these three. And, you know, you can imagine being one of the other disciples. He's always taken them. He's always taken them. He's always taken them. And we don't know the whole dynamic between all that. But we do know this. Later on, Peter becomes an amazing leader. John becomes an amazing leader in the future of the church. They all do, but these men, God does things in him. Yeah. Jesus arrives at the home. Why all this commotion? What do you mean, why? You know, they're not on the same page. They laugh at him, and he put them all out. But I'm glad to know Jesus had the last laugh. Aren't you glad God's not done with us? God's not finished with us. He took her by the hand, verse 41. He took her by the hand and said unto her, Talitha Kurum, which means, little girl, I say to you, get up. And immediately the girl stood and began to walk around. She was 12 years old. And at this they were completely astonished. They thought it was too late. God is never too late. He may not come when we think, but he is never too late. He always comes through. She was alive. She was alive. And that's the power of the resurrection. That death doesn't win. Jesus does. When Jesus showed up at Lazarus' tomb, he had been there 4 days. Guess what? Lazarus was raised from the dead. And guess what? Jesus laid in that tomb for 3 days. 3 days. 3 days. And guess what? He's alive. That's what Easter is all about. He's alive because he possessed resurrection life. Hallelujah. In John 11, 25, it says this, in 26, Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life, and the one who believes in me will live, even though they die. And whoever lives believing in me will never die. Do you believe this? You know it. He's the resurrection and the life. And today, I've been interrupted in the middle of my sermon so we can take communion together. Is that not awesome? Interruptions happen in your life. Things surprise you. But I want you to understand something. Jesus is Lord. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And today on this communion day, this Easter day, we're going to celebrate his resurrection life. Because his resurrection life says it's not over until we all gather again with him. Thank you guys for joining me today. We're breaking all the social rules today. But we wanted to demonstrate that the body of Christ is beautiful and powerful. He came to raise us up and make us his people. And part of that raising up and making his people is that we share a common hope, a common meal that represents his body and his blood poured out for us, that makes us his people. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23, it says this, For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Amen. Let's take the bread, gentlemen, and amen. David, would you pray over the bread, please, for us?
Jesus, we thank you for your body that you gave up for us, Lord. Replacement for our bodies, Lord. You took the torture, the pain on your own body so that we didn't have to do that. We did not have to die for our own sins. And Lord, we just want to remember you today, what you did for us on that cross. It was an amazing, amazing sacrifice that you made for us. God of heaven, come down to earth to die for us, Lord. And we are so thankful, God. We worship you today. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Shall we partake together? Amen. Thank you for joining us in preparing your bread and your drink at home. And in verse 25, it says, In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Yes. Amen. Brother Marco, would you pray over the cup?
Jesus, we thank you for your blood that was poured out, that was shed, Lord. For all of us, for all mankind. Father, we thank you for what this means. Lord, you said to drink in remembrance of you. And so, Father, we remember you this morning. We remember what you did. But most importantly, we remember what happened on the third day. And God, we thank you for your blood that was poured out for us. We honor you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Shall we drink together? Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I love this scripture. Proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. You know what he's talking about there? The resurrection. Because he died, rose again, he made this promise. I'm coming back again. Amen. Listen, we want to pray for you. And I've asked Pastor Perry Dismore to pray for the church. So would you just receive this prayer?
Father, I thank you so much for the cross. I thank you for the resurrection, that you have given us power to live today. May the resurrection give us hope and sustain us every day. Lord, I pray for the church, no matter what they're going through, no matter where they're at, in their homes, Lord, that you would just bless each home with the power and the presence of the Lord Jesus. I pray that moms and dads and kids will learn what it's like to experience your power and your passion and your presence in their home. And Lord, I pray that we will know you, that we will understand, and that we will seek you more. Lord, this is a time for us to stop and to experience your presence in a powerful way. Lord, so that you will receive the glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just pray, Lord, just like you said, that the church would be one.
Amen.
And I pray that there would be unity in each home, in Freedom Church, and in the church all around the world. We love you, Lord, and we praise you. Thank you for each member. Thank you for each one that's watching. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, gentlemen. Praise God. What a great celebration that we can celebrate communion even though we're apart. We're together because of him and what he has accomplished on this Easter Sunday. Listen, the break in the story is the woman with the issue of blood. And in verse 25, it says, and the woman who was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years, she had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors. It's an amazing story that Jesus perceived someone touched him. I'd encourage you to read it later. Here's the only story in the scripture where Jesus is going to perform a miracle and gets interrupted performing another miracle. This woman who comes to Jesus had an issue. For 12 years, suffered at the hands of a lot of doctors. And she grew worse and worse and worse. She knew the end product was going to be her death. She knew there was no hope. She heard about Jesus. She heard about Jesus. And that's where it begins with most of us. Today, I hope you're hearing something good about Jesus that causes you to seek after him. And she had one purpose, to touch him. If I can touch him, she says. Not asking Jesus to touch her, but if I can just touch him, I'm going to be healed. And she does that, and she knows immediately she's touched. And Jesus says, now you got to figure, because you hear the story, everybody's punching in around Jesus. Everybody's touching him, touching him, touching him. And he says, someone touched me. And his disciples think he's crazy. What do you mean, somebody? There's a multitude of people around you. No, somebody touched me. You see, there's a lot of difference between a touch and then a touch promoted by faith. And that's what this woman had. Yeah. In Mark 5:33, and when the woman, knowing that what had happened to her, came and fell at his feet. There it is again. at his feet, trembling with fear, told him the truth. He said unto her, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering." Don't you just love that? Here is a resurrected one that still touches us. God does not mind the interruptions. He does not mind you crying out to him in the midst of. He knows how to respond because he's the resurrected Lord. He still touches us today. He's able to touch you today. The word for this woman is the word for us. Go in peace. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Go in peace. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Live in peace. He's the one. So here are the words of Jesus in this story, and it's summed up for us today. Here it is. Don't be afraid. Just believe. You know that we're beginning to see there's a lot of things in this world to fear. Things we can't see, things we can't understand, things we can't comprehend. Listen to me. I would hate to live without Jesus. There's something about Jesus that gives me great peace. Because I know he who conquered death, hell, and the grave for me, for you, is able to take care of me in the midst of life's unknown, in the midst of life's interruptions. A lot of things I've planned for that didn't happen. A lot of things I never planned for that happened. And the thing that gives me great hope in the midst of it all, don't be afraid, just believe. Here's a good word for us. Stop fearing, believe. The woman, Jesus' words to her, your faith has healed you. Go in peace. I'm thankful for the peace of the resurrection. I'm thankful for the peace knowing that where we walk and what we walk through, he made a promise never to leave us nor forsake us. What a great Easter celebration. Yes, the sun rose today, and at dawn, some 2,000 years ago, some ladies visited an empty tomb. They did not expect that tomb to be empty, but God interrupted their path was a resurrected Savior. I hope you know what it is to have your life, your path, interrupted by an empty tomb. He's alive. Know that peace. Believe and let him take care of you all the days of your life and eternity. Amen. Let me pray for you today. Lord, I thank you for Freedom Church. I thank you for everybody listening. I thank you, Lord, for the power of your Holy Spirit that's able to meet us where we are. There are people that are hearing my voice right now, Lord, that need a touch from you. Hear the cry of their heart to be touched by you. God, I pray you interrupt their lives today, Lord. I pray, God, you interrupt their lives with your presence, with your touch. Thank you, Lord, for the faith in their hearts. And may they know the peace of God that passes all understanding. Bless your church today, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I want to thank you for joining us today. Just know if you have any needs, you can text or email us or message us on Facebook or online. You can email us or write a letter, a note. We'd love to minister to you in any way we possibly can. Thank you for joining us today. I hope you have a marvelous Easter. It's not the Easter I planned, but I tell you what, God is still alive. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to Freedom Church Online.